Let me just say, I'm a little bit of a kind of a 13-year-old boy when it comes to movies, and I understand that you're prepping Wolverine.
Yes.
That's so cool. Now, this is a totally different kind of film for you, and how are you finding getting ready to do this kind of big, crazy studio comic book adaptation?
Well, this is obviously a very different experience for me in terms of the scale. I hope what I'm trying to find and what drew me to the character of Wolverine was, once again, why is this character so appealing to someone? Is it because he has claws and beats people up?
Because he's a badass.
And is that
no,
it?
That's not the reason why.
No, it might be.
Although he is.
But I think there's something about a sense that many of us have of feeling somewhat alienated. We all feel that we're the outsider and everybody else is somehow in on, and we're the outsider. Well, of course, if everyone's feeling that, it's probably true that we're no more of an outsider than anyone else. But in a way, Wolverine is a mythic character, the way I see it, of a person who's really suffering from a great deal of existential angst.
Yes, right. Who
wants
soul.
To lash out and yet hates himself for doing so. Mm-hmm. And I think that's profoundly human. Mm-hmm. That we have, it's almost like the fantasy of the little 13-year-old boy or girl who feels like, I gotta stop something that's going on in the world, and stands in the bathroom and looks in the mirror and goes, I'm going to get that bully, or I'm going to stop my parents fighting, or I'm going to, and just wishes they had the power and strength to do so. And in a way, Wolverine has, his desire to lash out has manifest these claws, and yet his battle is with his own nature. Mm-hmm. That's what appealed to me about that character. It seems to me that it's a kind of grand modern myth, in the same way that the Greek mythology dealt with Zeus throwing lightning bolts and, you know, Poseidon waving the great sort of trident and conjuring up storms. These characters are modern mythological creatures that represent human emotion in a grand and somewhat operatic way. And if we can access that and combine it with some good action and some great cinematography and music and sound and so on, then we could have an exciting emotional movie.
Very cool. Well, action, great action always has real emotion at the,
yes,
at the core.
You know, watching somebody who's enraged from a deep internal rage fight is more interesting than watching somebody fight.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really interested in that movie.
I want to tell you, this has been fantastic.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed talking with you. Thank you so much for coming by. And congratulations on everything.